We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Well, four teams remain in the NBA playoffs. The teams left standing include the Heat, Celtics, Mavericks, and Warriors. Your opening series price over at DraftKings sees the Celtics as slight favorites over Miami at minus 175 and the Warriors as heavier favorites over the Mavericks at minus 220. Let's take a peek at how we got here from yesterday's action. Neither game was particularly close. The Celtics took care of business over the Bucks, 109-81, and a Herculean effort by Giannis just wasn't enough without their number two star in Chris Middleton throughout the series. Giannis became the first player in NBA history to record 200 points, 100 rebounds, and 50 assists in a single playoff series. It was a total team effort by the Celtics. Grant Williams scored 27 with the help of seven made threes. Tatum put up 23, 8, and 6, and Jaylen Brown finished with 19 points. The later game was even more bizarrely lopsided. The Mavericks were up 70-31 with 8 minutes left in the third quarter. It was the worst performance of the year by the Phoenix Suns, who were the NBA's best team in the regular season. Luka Doncic finished with 35 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists. Good news for the Texans. Rookie John Mechie has told the media that he intends to be ready for the start of training camp in July. Mechie is recovering from a torn ACL that he suffered late in the season for Alabama. Head coach Lovie Smith was more conservative in his assessment, saying that the team is, quote, in the process of determining where he is in his recovery. Let's take a quick peek at some of the newer injuries in Major League Baseball. Rays outfielder Manuel Margot was placed on the 10-day IL with a right hamstring strain. Tigers outfielder Austin Meadows is moving to the 10-day IL after he experienced some dizziness in Sunday's win over the Orioles. Clayton Kershaw appears to be on the mend from a bout of hip inflammation. Kershaw missed his last start with the Dodgers. Mets breakout pitcher Tyler McGill was diagnosed with a right biceps tendonitis after undergoing an MRI. He'll be shut down from throwing for at least a few days. And here are a couple of Monday FanDuel bargains to be on the lookout for in DFS. Twins starting pitcher Chris Archer going for 6,800. Archer faces an A's team that has the league's lowest OPS. Yankees first baseman Anthony Rizzo, also a bargain. Rizzo squares off with Kyle Bradish of the Orioles, who's allowed at least one home run in each of his first few starts this season. Rizzo going for just $3,800 on FanDuel. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.